this week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I welcome the lovely Rita Seven. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So first of all, let me get this out of the way. Is it, how should I say your username? Like, was that right? Was it, is it Rita R7 or?
It was right.
Rita R7.
Sure. You can, that's what people are like, Rita. you don't have to pronounce all the, and I can't roll my R's or I would totally make people do that. But no, anything is fine. And I do go by Reeds also. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit shorter. Somebody came up with that a few years ago and that's totally fine too.
Cool. All right. So
I'm not too picky about that.
Okay, lovely. I might go with Reeds then, if that's okay. Thanks for being here. I have been having a few of these chats lately, or we've sort of kicked off in December, and gosh, can't believe it's March already. But yeah, I'm trying to sort of, I don't know, go behind the scenes with people from across the a broad section of the community. So I have... for those of you who are listening, Reeds and I have interacted a little bit with a collab that we that I was involved in. I was lucky enough to sort of jump on board with, and a few other points here and there. So, for people who don't know how you contribute to the non-erotic and erotic ecosystem. Thank you, Fairy Princess Lucy, for coining that. I love that. Right,
yes,
the Gone Wild ecosystem.
Like that. That's excellent.
I need to trademark that with her. I think I need to start paying royalties for every time I use it. But yes, how do you contribute to this space?
Well, I am primarily a performer, but I have written a few scripts. I like to say that I'm a reluctant writer.
Okay.
And I was a mod on Backstage for a while.
Right.
Well, it's been a few years ago since I did that, but these days mostly performing.
Okay, and how long have you been in this community?
Oh gosh, I think about 4.5 years. Probably be 5 years in June.
Okay. Right.
So quite a while.
Yeah, that is that, like, in terms of a contributor to the space, that is a good long while. You're probably one of the longer serving members of the community that I, if I think about it. Yeah.
There are definitely people who have been around longer, but
sure.
But not many.
And I guess not many who maintain sort of an active presence is the other thing, you know, sort of dropping in and out from time to time. How did you come across this sort of genre of
I find it? Like many people, I found it via Literotica.
Okay.
Back in the day. Mm-hmm. And I actually came across it a year or two before I joined it, but I knew nothing about Reddit. Okay. And Reddit itself confounded me. And I'm not like a technophobe. I can do the internet, but for whatever reason, the desktop version of Reddit was like, this is too much. And I didn't dig any deeper. But the second time I went through the mobile app, and it was like, oh, okay, I get this. I get the votes. I get, I understand things. And then it was like, oh my gosh, because Literotica has erotic audio stories also as part of the things they offer. But I think it's only updated maybe once a week or twice a week. And I was like, there has to be more out there. There has, you know, there has to be another place where people post things like this. So. And I found out there was and haven't looked back since.
Did you just go searching or did somebody sort of point you in GWA's direction?
Let me think. There was a performer on Literotica who I think I was going through profiles and I saw a mention of GWA, Gone Wild Audio. And I thought, oh, what is that? That sounds interesting. And what is that? And so I followed him 2GWA, and I was like, oh, this is something. And this is quite something. But even I was thinking about lit, and there are all kinds of different types of recordings on Literatica also, but what caught me was there was something in second person. So it was like, I am doing this to you. I am, you know, holding your hand. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute. This is totally different than any other, you know, erotica that I've read or listened to or watched. Like, this is,
A sort of
you
direct
know,
address.
immersive and personal. And I was like, yeah, yes, please, more of this. So,
More please. Okay.
yeah, so here we are.
And so you were a consumer, a listener,
I was,
when you moved to,
yes.
or when you started sort of in, not in get whether you're engaging or interacting, but when you discovered the content on GWA, was that must have been like a Pandora's box to sort of go from, because am I right in that lit is original content? It's not anything like script fills or anything like that, is it?
Yes, I believe it's original. I haven't been on it in quite a while, to be honest, because once I found GWA and its ecosystem, then I kind of haven't looked back much, to be honest.
All
Yeah,
right.
but I believe it is original content mainly.
And one person, I believe. Am I right? I think, because I looked into it briefly, not too long
Yeah,
ago.
I
So yeah,
think.
in terms of collabs and that sort of thing for their erotic audio content.
Are we still
Interesting.
there?
Oh yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me? We've got gremlins today, people, so
Okay.
just bear with
Yes, you're
us.
cutting out a little bit, but
Sorry.
yes,
So
bear with.
professional. So professional. So
This is a
oh
podcast.
it's I call it the not podcast podcast. So with regards to that,
Not
how
podcast,
long
yes.
how long was it before you thought, you know what, I
How
can
long did
create
it
and I
take
can
me?
contribute.
I'm not sure, to be honest. My memory of this is not
Well, it's
it's
been a
not
good long
great. So
while.
to
Yeah, I
me, it doesn't
understand.
seem like it was any time at all, but I think it was probably a few weeks at least. It wasn't more than a month, I don't think. Which looking back, I'm still shocked that I made that jump, but
Really?
I told myself that I could try it out, and if it was awful, then I just wouldn't post it.
Yeah, true.
And so that's how I kind of got myself to record something. And then I listened to it and I was like, well, you know, this is okay. Maybe somebody will like it. I don't know. And getting that first bit of feedback was pretty great. So
Were you like, do you have any background in voice acting or in this sphere at all?
no, none. Yeah, I have no acting experience, no, I mean, other than like a fifth grade play or something. No singing, nothing. So yeah, but I think especially at the time it was smaller, there wasn't it was a different place at that point.
Very much, I'd
And
imagine, yeah.
so
I've had
so I just
chats.
figured, well, I'll
You'd have a go? Why not?
Yeah,
I've had
exactly.
some chats with other sort of long-term members of the space, and yeah, it just seems that sort of that exponential growth that's happened over the past 2 years, COVID, has really created a very different environment to what it was. Even when I first started listening to you, just over 2 years ago, or about 2 years ago, it was very different then. But yes, I can imagine how, when you first posted and you got that initial sort of feedback, were you surprised or were you just like, oh wow, yeah, I can do this. I can do this.
I could do this. I was surprised. Part of the reason, I didn't listen to any F or yeah, F for M audios at first, and then when I started thinking I would do it, then I listened to some, and at first I was completely like, oh, I can't do this. These people are so good and everything. And then the more I started listening, I realized that not everyone is super professional or has this, radio voice or whatever. There were quote unquote, regular people who didn't have a background in it doing it. And, it's porn, so it does, people are not really that picky
That's right.
about it.
And it's free. So,
Exactly. So if they have a problem with it,
like, yeah. Oh, sorry. So I posted one today, actually, and someone mentioned in that chat, here's your free refund for your free audio porn if you don't like it. And I just thought that is such a brilliant way to put it. Shout out to Ryan. Yeah, that was just a great way to sort of just like, okay, let's keep it in perspective. It's free. So for
It's
you, what was your
free.
drive to do that? Was is it an expressive outlet, a creative outlet, a sexual outlet, or just wanting to give back to the community, or any other reason?
Yes, all of those things, basically. I think the initial push to try was just to give back because once I started thinking about how much time these things take to create, and I didn't even know going into it how much time it really takes, but just imagining, I was like, wow. And these are just regular people, so why don't, I want to help out too. But then I quickly realized, oh, this can be a great, sexual outlet and a creative one, which I didn't realize at first. And the other thing was, at first I was like, well, I can never record anything. My voice isn't that great. Maybe I'll write something. But I'm not really a writer either. I don't have a I mean, I wrote papers in college and I didn't really enjoy doing that. So it's kind of like, which thing is worse? Which would I like, what will I be better at to flip it around, And it took me a little while. And so I kind of was trying everything at first, writing and recording and all that stuff. And the writing was fine, but it's just not my passion, I guess.
It's more about the VA work
It's
and yeah.
yeah, it's more fun to just, moan into a mic, basically, than it is to write, at least for me.
Yeah, I think we're quite aligned in that respect. I, write kind of under duress when I need to, but I much prefer to do it script fill. So you do, I understand you do script fills, don't you? Or do you do any original content as well, like that you've perhaps written yourself, if, and combining those two fills?
Yes, I have. Usually, I don't know if all of them, but most if not all of my scripts I have filled before I post
Oh,
the
okay.
written script. Because I figure, I might as well get first dibs on this thing. But I also do really enjoy hearing other people perform stuff that I've written, which I never really expected that either.
How is that? I often ask when I have a chat with a script writer, I'm just like, how does that? That must be an incredible feeling to have somebody else interpret your words.
It's amazing. I mean, I've had all kinds of different you see people who are like, oh, somebody else filled that, I'm not going to. And it's like, no, they're so different. You don't even know. Like one of my early ones, someone did this whole improv and it was like 2 or 3 times longer than the others because he just went off on this kind of tangent, but it was, pretty great. And I never would have imagined that. So people make it their own. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I can imagine. Even have you been surprised at some of the fills and the tangents that, like you mentioned, that one that people have, the way they've interpreted your words?
Sometimes, I mean, not wildly surprised.
Sure.
I don't, the stuff that I've written is pretty like slice of life
Oh, okay.
realistic
Yeah.
things. So there's not, I mean, unless you kind of have something else specifically in mind, I don't think, I mean, there have been people who added a line here or there, but there
Sure.
hasn't been, except for that one audio, there hasn't been that much that's really wildly different.
Veered too far from this the actual script.
Yeah, I know there are other people that find that, but not too much for me.
Yeah, okay. And so what is your process then? Like, do you record a regular time, like on a weekly basis, or it's just whenever it's sort of, you've got the time and energy?
Whenever I have the time and the energy. When I started out, I had a very different work schedule and I had a lot more time to record and time and space to record. And these days, I don't so much. So I'm not, I basically record whenever I have time and privacy and feel like it. So luckily, I have such a, I've been around long enough to pile up several audios. So I've been kind of slowly reposting things from a
Oh,
couple
brilliant.
years ago
Oh,
because
fantastic.
so many people are new and they weren't
Yeah.
around the first time. So
Yeah.
that's kind of filling in the gaps. But I hope to get back to more regular recordings soon.
Right. And what does your recording space look like? Is it, do you record at home or in your car or at a workplace, or how does that work for you?
I record at home, usually sitting on my bed, and I just have my phone and
Wow,
my
brilliant.
iPad usually, or something with the script on it,
Yeah.
and I record.
That's
And I
wow.
admire you so much for just doing these one shot recordings because let me tell you,
It's 'cause I'm lazy.
that would, well,
No, sorry, go
I
on.
get that. I get that, trust me. But no, that could never happen. I would never have anything recorded if it had to be perfect or close to perfect on the first try.
So you edit your own on an iPad?
No, I'll edit on a on my laptop.
Oh, sorry, on a laptop. You read a script off your iPad. Okay, you record on your phone. Right. Okay, so that's your
It's
process.
this whole thing. And I don't really edit. I edit enough to cut out all the ums and the re repeated lines and when my cat makes noise.
How rude.
Oh my gosh, you don't even know. I think about 90% of my audios have jingling in them somewhere because
Because they know when you've hit the record button,
they
don't they? They know
know.
exactly the time that
Yes,
you've
they
pressed record.
wait. I mean, I have recordings of me like I'll start to say something and then they'll move and I'll
Oh,
stop and they stop.
stop.
And then I start to talk and it's like you got
You know
there's some
you
swearing
want.
also,
Yeah, exactly. She's like, I love you, cat, but.
but yes, but go away. I have resorted to, as part of my process for setting up to record, taking the collars off of them. Which actually works pretty well, but I don't always bother to do that. It's like, okay,
Just
these are
like,
coming off
yeah, that's
because
right. Mama's about to record, so just
right.
shh. Enough
And
now.
yes, I could shut the door and lock them out, but then that would probably create a whole nother issue
Exactly.
of
I can
noise. So
imagine. Yeah, I can imagine.
yeah,
So
fair
with
choice.
regards to, so you do primarily solo work. Have you done any sort of collaborative work?
I've done collaborative work, but I, when I do it, I record separately
Okay.
and then they get stitched together. So I've never done a
Yeah.
live recording.
Okay. Right.
That is like, ugh, I maybe someday, but I like that safety net of
Yeah.
Audacity fixing my my clubs, so.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
I'm only sort of, well, not, I was going to say I'm new to collab recording live, but that's, I've been doing it for about 6 months now,
Oh, okay.
and yeah, I love it. I really, it's probably, it's
Yeah.
what has sort of pushed me to do more and more, to a point where I've got to a point now. I was like, okay, you just got to stop with the collabs, all right? Stop it, because the rest of my stuff is kind of
No.
getting put back. And but yeah, no, I get it. Having that, like you said, that sort of safety net of being able to record independently, and edit out whatever you need to, and then just sort of. So with regards to editing, do you edit if you when you've done collabs before? Have you edited pieces together?
I maybe once, I don't think so. If I have, it's been very basic. Otherwise, I depend on nice folks who know how to do these things, and
God bless the editors.
they, yes, exactly. So, there.
Yeah,
Oh my gosh.
I get it. I'd be lost without them in my early sort of collab days. I'm learning. Oh my gosh, I'm learning that it's a skill, but I don't often use it other than for collabs and paywall content. But the so Reeds and I met when I mentioned earlier. I saw your post asking setting up the Good Boy and Good Girl project. That I was like, oh yeah, I'm here for that. I'm also here for that. And edited by the wonderful Oral Fixation. I think
My
I
oral.
mentioned you in a previous chat that I had. Have I posted? Yes, I did. I did. I did. I think with, I forget who it was with. Maybe with Blue Jay Audio. I'm not sure. But yes, that collab was probably, was that my first? That might have been my very first, and sent my
Was
lines
it?
in. Yeah, but what a wonderful project. What, like, and
Oh,
I,
thanks.
oh my gosh, I'm so glad you sort of created that. I know things like this have sort of been put out there previously, like in the past years, but wow, that, and I was very fortunate enough to get a beta listen, and I kind of went offline for a little while then. Just lost my mind listening to the Good Girl one. It's like, brace
Oh,
yourself. Oh my God. Oh my
yes.
God. That was,
Yes, that turned out really well.
really well.
Really, really well.
Yeah, what a wonderful thing for you to sort of spearhead it and to set up and not
Oh,
only
thanks.
create the project, but that sense of bringing people together, bringing VAs together. And I kind of liked the whole, it's kind of like VA bingo a little bit for me. It's like, oh my God, that's them. Hang on, that's that one. Oh, they're in it too. So,
And they're in it. I know, right?
yeah, what a,
And
well, just fabulous.
I was surprised, and I don't know why, at how many questions we got. Like, oh, the person at 3 minutes and 33 seconds, who is that? Just like,
and had
okay,
Fix
I mean,
done
I get,
that?
I.
Had they sort of broken down the timestamps? I can't remember.
Well,
Wow.
not on the post, no.
Right.
So, but he had the Audacity files, so he could
Yes,
go in,
sure.
which was great because I was awful at guessing. Like, you would think I would know, but just that little, I mean, it's like 2 seconds, you know, and
I
I'm like, oh,
know.
I think that's so and so, and he's like, no, actually, that's somebody else. I'm like, okay, well,
Love it.
you answer these questions, so.
Yeah. It is VA bingo. We should do that. We should do VA bingo. Oh my God. I'm so doing
Oh, that's a good idea. That is a
If you
great idea.
successfully name all of these VAs in the correct order,
Oh my
you're a
gosh,
winner,
that would be
baby.
so fun.
Love
Yeah,
it.
it's like, what is your prize exactly?
Yeah,
But
exactly.
yeah.
Just bragging rights. That's all it is. Just
Yeah,
bragging rights, you
bragging
know, just
rights.
and just
Exactly.
a big fat you're welcome.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, free audio porn,
What
people.
more do you need?
Yeah, exactly. No, I look, Fixes has just finished another collaborative project that I was kind of loosely involved. I say very loosely involved, but I'm not voicing it. I don't lend my voice to it. But again, I
Okay.
listened to a beta of that a couple of days ago, and I was like, oh, I need the script. I need the script up to identify. And I kind of pulled a lot of these voices together myself. I was like, hang on, who that? And I said, who
It's
that
hard to, yeah, it's harder than you'd think.
one? It really is, right?
Yeah.
And it reminded me
Yeah.
of you doing the Good Boy, Good Girl project, thinking, how on earth? I'd actually wouldn't mind listening to it again because it's been a few months, hasn't it?
Oh, it's
Yeah.
been
Maybe that.
several.
Maybe I'll link it in this post. How about that? I know I've linked it before
Yeah.
in a previous one, in a previous chat. But yeah, see how many VAs you can name. I feel like my odds are
That's
going to be a
funny.
little bit higher now, but maybe not. Maybe I'm,
Right.
yeah.
Well,
Yeah. I'll give it a go. VA bingo,
I
people. We're doing
I
it.
will say that I'm being nudged to possibly do another one of those with a different phrase.
Oh
So I
yes.
haven't written up that post yet, but
Oh,
soon
that's exciting. That is
I'll put
exciting.
out feelers. So yeah, that'll
Yeah.
be
And I know
quite fun.
Logos did the Horny Thoughts well, I want to say compilation, collaboration, not too long ago.
Yes.
And yeah, I jumped at that immediately. But again, identifying, I thought that was a whole nother level. Having people submit their horny thoughts and then having VAs
Yes.
voice them. What a
Yes.
brilliant concept. I
Is.
threw my voice at it. Did you submit to that one?
I did.
I thought so. Yeah,
I
I
did.
was recognizing it.
Yeah.
But what I was even more excited about was my horny thoughts were read out by two of my friends who I was like, oh, that's
Oh.
my line. I think that's probably the closest I'll ever come to having a script fill of my
Oh.
own, which is fine because I don't publish my scripts because like that. But I really liked that whole concept. It was a
Yeah,
whole
it
other
was
level.
great. It kind of hurt my brain a little bit having like I don't know how like just having one f everyone say the same thing was hard enough, so I
Yeah.
don't know how they did,
Oh,
you submit here and
Such a
so.
great just the logistics behind that and having what do we have? We had a Google Drive, didn't we, to submit our lines to and I just thought, wow, this it
Right.
was so well done and well on up from a contributor's point of view, it's like easy. Here's my lines, say them, there you go.
Right.
in terms of
Right.
editing, maybe not so much. that's why I
Yeah,
do not edit.
exactly.
So, Reeds, with
Same.
regards
Yep.
to what you do in this space, do people in your real life know about your activity here?
About my activities. One person does. They know they don't listen,
Okay.
but no one else knows.
Yeah.
And actually, not too long ago at work, someone, I forget what we were talking about, but they said, I would be shocked if I heard you swear to me. Like, if they heard me say, fuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, you have no idea. And everyone laughed. And it was so funny because I'm like, if you only knew
You
the things that
really,
have come
yeah,
out of my mouth.
you don't know the
Yeah.
half of it. Just...
Right. But they don't know. Yeah.
Is it
Which
something you
is fine.
could potentially share or would be inclined to share?
I probably would
Yeah.
with friends. It kind of with my job, I'm super paranoid about, things
Yeah.
getting out. And so I've
Sure.
always been like super cautious about that. But
Yeah.
yeah, probably I have a few friends who would be okay with it. I
Yeah.
just haven't bothered to share that.
Sure. I mean, like when's an ideal time to drop that in a conversation? She's like, hey, guess what I
Right.
do?
Like, by the way,
Yeah.
right?
Yeah,
Well,
it's
And I have lots of friends from GWA who I talk to on a regular basis, and so that's been really great because yeah, you can't really talk about this hobby to most people,
Right,
and
that's true.
it's nice to have people who know what you're talking about
Yeah.
when you talk about this hobby.
Absolutely. I would imagine over sort of 4.5, nearly 5 years, you would have made like plenty of sort of social connections, and to have that support and, sounding boards for ideas and concepts, and but even just I know having chats with people, with other creators on, I keep that all on Discord, just chatting in that space, knowing like it's no big deal to, talk about that 5-way gangbang. It's just like, it's just what we do, It's like, okay, no,
Yeah, it's
no
not
biggie.
right.
You're not dropping that, down your local bar. Just like, well, I was reading this thing about the 5-way gangbang. You're keeping that pretty low, aren't you? Just yeah, it is.
Yeah,
It,
different
this
reaction.
yeah, a little bit. But just the I'm finding, and I think I say this nearly every chat, is just I'm really appreciating the creator community, and having that sort of social aspect, particularly given, social distancing and pandemic, COVID, lockdown, all of that sort of thing.
True.
It's been a great sort of go to for me in terms of, I'm recharging my soul, my energy, my levels, motivating me and inspiring me, when we're not able to
Sure.
interact with our kind of our real life people as we used to.
Right.
With regards to your, do you do anything else within the community? In you mentioned you were a moderator on Backstage. How was that experience for you? Because I've only had a chat with 2 mods, I think, so far. I am hats off to anybody who does that. I just think that is remarkable, and yeah, I phew,
Oh.
wow.
Yeah. It was great fun. I had a blast sometimes,
Sure.
and sometimes it was just a lot of work
Really,
and
yeah.
not so much recognition necessarily. And
Yeah.
not, that I'm like, oh, poor me, but
No, but
just people don't realize, or they do, but they don't think about that it's just some person in their free time doing
yeah.
this, and and they're stepping up to do it. So I give them all credit for that. For a
Absolutely.
while I was doing a I used to do a weekly post on Backstage.
Yeah.
We had like a cafe. It was sort of like a role play thing where you could come in and order food or drink or whatever, and that was to get people to start talking. Now, this is before Discord and
Okay.
Twitter and Patreon and Twitch
Yeah.
and OnlyFans, all of
All
the
those
things that
platforms,
everyone
yeah.
is at now. And there really wasn't anywhere to just sort of hang out with fellow performers and listeners. And that's kind of, I think, what made me stay in the community was sort of this meeting place where you could, oh, there are people too, and they have
Yeah.
hobbies besides GWA
Yeah.
and all that stuff. So that I think is kind of, I mean, it's still happening, but it's much more difficult now with all of the other places that people can be and with such a larger group of people too. So.
Yeah, and I guess with the formation of other audio subreddits as well, which is the development of, sort of breakaway, not breakaway, but independent subreddits specified to, particular content. Yeah, I get there's, I don't know, just sort of that dissemination of creators. But like you say, with things like Discord servers, and having creator-only spaces. Wow, fantastic! And I know there are a handful of creator servers out there, and I really appreciate those spaces. I find them a little bit overwhelming sometimes, not gonna lie. Because as kind of I still feel a little bit the new kid. It's like, hey, how you doing? I kind of do this thing, but at the same time, incredibly supportive. And you know, if ever I post a question in one in particular, it's like within a minute, I've got you know, three or four responses. And it's like, oh, I need a new mic. Right. I need this, this, and this. Or what do I do with this? So there's such an incredible resource of knowledge and experience, I think, that we can tap into. But yeah, the social aspect is something I didn't anticipate at all. I'm really enjoying it to a point where it probably takes over a little bit of my creating time, because I just got to get involved in chats, and it's like, it's like, oh yeah, I gotta go record. It's like, oh, but what about da da da, you know? So yeah, it's a wonderful community. I wanted to just touch briefly on your interactions with listeners, because I know this is, it's not something I generally sort of raise, but I think having been a longer term member of the community and having seen it grow at such a rapid rate, particularly in the past 2 years, have you seen that sort of social dynamic change with the, you know, I'm referring to parasocial connections that happen, and the and the power balance and the disparity and that. I know it's been a little problematic over the last sort of going on nearly 18 months, maybe 15 to 18 months. Have you seen that? I mean, I often wonder about longer term members just thinking, what the hell is going on? You know?
Yeah, I try not to be all like, well, back in my day, about things and, you know, yelling at kids to get off my lawn, but it really,
just back it up.
It's very different. When I started there, I mean, there may have been one or two people who posted regularly who were making money from it, but at the time that was it. And everyone else is completely an amateur.
Yeah.
I have to be careful with what I say.
Sure. I know it can be polarizing.
I am not in any way against people making money from it. I've considered it myself. I'm not currently doing that, but you know, more power to whatever
choice,
you want to do.
Choice.
Right. But that said, I think it has contributed somewhat to the issues that are going on these days. There have always been predators. There have always been jerks around Reddit. I mean, it's the internet. But I think it seems to be, as an outsider, it seems to be generally when people get a following, like that kind of makes me cringe, to be honest. Like if you have a following, then, you know, that's going down that parasocial road. And yeah, it's tricky and you have to be really, really careful about it. And I've talked to people and said, okay, you know, just be aware of this. And they're like, oh yeah, it's fine. Yeah. And then they kind of get involved in, you know, setting up a server or whatever. And they're like, oh, that's what you were talking about. Like, yeah, it really is. So
yeah,
I don't know. And it might be my age too. I'm in the 2%.
So am I. Hey, high five.
So hey,
I'm in the 2.4. Yay.
A lady of a certain age, that's or it. Whatever you want to say. So yeah. I'm old. And so that has something to do with it also, I think.
How do you mean that you don't engage, or you don't get, or you sort of warning or sort of preempting situations developing?
I mean, I talk to people, I engage with them, but I think maybe I can recognize warning signs maybe
very
a little more easily.
So. Very much so.
I mean, I've definitely run into, you know, right? Sure, of interesting folks also, but I
Yeah.
think after, you know, as you get older, you get a little bit more wise to these kinds of things.
Yeah, I agree. It's I too have, just quietly just done a little psst, hey, you know all that. Just so you know, here's a little bit of background about what all that can potentially turn into. So just be, maybe just be a little mindful of how what you're putting out there. And it's not to say, hey, oh my God, I know everything, and you should really do this. It's really just a and once you start explaining to potentially new creators that seem to sort of blow up overnight with mass followings, and they're like, the what happened? It's like, yeah, okay. So just, I don't know, just slow your roll a little bit, or maybe just dial that back. Maybe just be aware if someone's gonna jump in your DMs, and just, do you know what I mean? All that. And I think you're right. I think perhaps it is an of, I don't know. Maybe we're the aunties. I don't know. Just and
I
I
have
don't
done that
mind being in that position.
also.
Yeah.
No, and I don't want to come across as being like, oh, you know, I know
No.
everything and all that
No, not
stuff,
at
but I
all.
think it's just like just putting that little voice in their ear, just like, hey, be aware of this. You
Yeah,
know, you can
history
completely
has
ignore
said.
me, that's fine,
Yeah, exactly.
right?
Yeah.
But from experience has told me that this
Yeah.
is a possibility, or you know,
Yeah. And I think it's
because you don't
only
want
from
to
a place
see
of care
people.
and concern, right? And just,
Right.
yeah, it's
Definitely.
difficult to navigate, but I don't seem to have very many, or perhaps they don't impact me, given my age, those sort of parasocial issues. Maybe people just back the fuck up. I don't know. I'm just like, hey, no, don't even come at me, in any way, shape, or form. But yeah, just seeing, identifying that, and also, I do get those messages. Someone's had one this morning. I'm just like, ignore, and just move on. And I just don't care. I don't care because I'm not, it doesn't. But I have
You
to
don't.
wonder of a younger age, perhaps, that hasn't had all this sort of, I don't know, sort of acknowledgement, attention, simping, gushing, just like, oh my God, perhaps hasn't dealt with that on a social level, particularly on a virtual social level, where things can really get a little crazy, right?
Exactly. And I think the biggest thing people don't realize is like you don't have to respond.
Yeah.
Just ignore. You
Yeah.
can block them if you want to, but pretty much if you don't respond, they're not going to keep messaging you because they're not
Yeah.
getting anything back.
Yeah. Don't
And
give it any airtime is kind of what I say.
just right,
Yeah.
just move on.
Yeah.
So that's my like just that I think, and I think as women, we are conditioned to be polite. It's like, well, I have to say
Yeah.
something because they spoke to me. Well, no, you don't. You really don't. You don't know
Yeah.
them. If you want to, you can, but
You're not
there's, you
obligated.
know,
Again, free content,
right.
free audio porn.
Exactly.
I
Exactly.
That's interesting because I part of me is I feel compelled to reply to every single comment and reply to every message or chat request, because I'm just so bloody grateful they've taken the time. But I was thinking, sort of not too long ago, this might just be a blanket message that they've sent out to maybe 40 VAs. I don't know, waiting till they
Oh,
jag one,
yes.
So it's not, I have just, I've become a little bit more frequent with the ignore button. But yeah, in terms of comments, and somebody was pretty overzealous with a comment the other day, and I went, H and normally I was just like, oh, I don't know what to do with this. But I just said, hey, thanks for listening. Let's keep it classy, human, living, breathing woman here, not object. Objectification, no, is a no. Yeah, so it's a fine line, I think, particularly with replying to comments, and there's a little bit of banter, not gonna lie, but
Oh, sure.
set your boundaries and limits, right?
That's been a great thing for me. I think I am really quite good about setting boundaries online, and not so much in real life necessarily, but it's good practice because, if you just say it straight up, here's what I'm comfortable with, here's what I'm not comfortable with, everybody is on the same page, and it works out. And I've had people who are surprised. They're like, "Oh, that's how it is." I'm like, "Well, yes, you're a stranger, and you are not entitled to things." So
That's
there
so
is something else I was going to say, and I forget.
I like that idea. It is, you're right. I am even, I was about to say my age. I'm not always so great at setting boundaries with friends and family, and have a terrible disposition of not being able to say no, which I know that's not uncommon, but it's being out, we can all do it behind a keyboard. It's just like, yeah, nuh-uh, no, bye-bye.
They can't even see you. They don't know where you live. They can, hopefully.
Most cases,
But
yeah.
yeah. Usually, yeah. So there's nothing is going to happen to you if you don't respond to every single thing. But I'm the same way. Yeah. I'm like, oh, someone spoke to me. I have to reply. No, not really.
I
You
see.
don't. And a lot of times those messages, they send you a private message and they're like, oh, I really loved your last audio. If they don't, and maybe this is because I'm cynical, but if they don't mention like my specific audio, like the name of it or something that I said in it, I'm like, spam, ignore. Because if you can't even take a minute to figure out which, and I had one person message one time and was like, oh, I loved your audio, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, thanks. And they said something about seeing my picture. And I was like, oh, really? What was I wearing in that or something? Like I have posted pictures online, but not on that account. And so that was
Oh,
like
you digging.
immediately like, you're full of it. Nice try.
Or the ones that comment like within a minute of you posting, or within, when it's obvious they haven't actually listened to the audio because it's 30 minutes long. It's like, yeah, don't do that.
Oh,
Don't be that one. No.
no. I actually had a script writer do that to me once,
Oh,
which was a
really?
little bit, it wasn't immediately after I posted, but it was like, oh, I know you didn't listen to this because you commented before you could have listened to this. So maybe
Interesting.
if you're a writer, maybe kind of figure out the timing there, because that's a
That
big
might be
red
crucial to
flag.
your craft a little bit.
Yeah, it's like if you're going to pretend to listen to something, at least wait long enough for it to have played.
With regards to your
That's just.
content, do you kind of sit in a particular niche, or are there particular, tags that you look at for, in particular for script fills, or ones you're more comfortable with than others?
It really depends on just what I'm in the mood for. And I, like I said, I have no acting experience, so it has to be something that I think I can pull off. So something fairly realistic, nothing that says like British accent, because that would be horrible. But I tend to do, oh, like GFE, think girlfriend experience, or gentle FDOM. A lot of folks
Beautiful.
like that kind of thing. But I do, yeah, and I'll do ramble faps, I'll do improv, I'll do script fills, I'll do whatever. It just kind of depends
It's
what I'm in
whatever,
the mood to
what the,
record.
yeah, okay. And is there anything you like that's a limit for you in terms of like in terms of kinks and or tags?
I mean, there are things that I probably wouldn't record. Well, for a long time, I wouldn't do FDOM at all because I'm like, I'm not a dominant person. I'm very like the opposite of that, and I could not pull that off. And I've kind of figured out ways around that. But if it's like some more harsher FDOM or somebody being mean. No.
So not so much on the degradation or
not so much the
humiliation.
meat. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah.
Rape, possibly, you know, if it's a situation where it's sleep play
Yeah.
or like consent is a little iffy, I'm okay with that, but
Yeah.
like actual,
The act
not
of,
so much.
yeah. I'm the
Right.
same. I think
Now, as
now
a
everything
listener,
has to be tagged that way now, doesn't it? If there's any
yes.
education.
And I'm not, I'm as a listener, I do listen to that type of stuff, but
Right.
I don't know, for whatever reason, recording it just doesn't interest me.
Yeah.
So
That's an interesting point. Is there a difference between what you listen to and what you create? Or has one influenced the other at all? You know,
Oh yeah. When I started, my kink list was very different than it is now.
yeah.
I have a lot of kinks that I didn't even know exist. Well, not a lot, but there are some I didn't know existed before starting GWA.
Yeah.
For one thing, apparently I have kind of an exhibition kink,
Yeah.
which is like hilarious to me because I do not want any type of anyone looking at me ever in real life, but
Right.
in fantasy world, the idea of being watched is like really hot to me.
Oh my
So I've learned
God.
that there are things
I
that
love
I
that.
like fantasize about, but I don't wouldn't really want to actually happen to me.
Enact. Yeah. I'm the same. Oh my God, I'm the same. And in specifically with exhibitionism, like I would never ever host. I have maybe, I don't know, a handful of, and it's really just because my feet were caught in a photo of, you know, of my TV screen or something. But never, you know, but get a little bit of discover a little bit of a thrill out of that. She's like, oh my God, people want to see my toes. I was like, okay, here you go, have at it. But in real life, it's like, yeah, hard no. Just isn't that
No,
fascinating that
don't
this
look.
can bring it out of you?
It's. Well, I
Wow.
think at some point someone said, like, you know, you're recording yourself, you know, getting off and posting it online. That's exhibitionism. And I was like, oh, well, yeah, once you put it like that, I guess it is.
I guess a ramble fap is
So
different in
it,
that respect, right? Because that is you,
yeah,
the person,
it can be.
potentially. Yeah, not so much the creator, but just like, oh, I'm just going to take care of business and I hit
It's
the
just,
record button.
yeah, it is. Or improv is kind of in the middle where you might be trying to set a scene or tell a story, but you don't have it written down next to you.
Oh, I'm
I
so
really
in awe
admire
of that.
people who do that well.
Oh, me too. And can just run with it. You know, just like hit record and just, I'd be sat here staring at my microphone going, oh, what do I say next? You know, sort of thing. Oh, I don't know. But yeah, to keep that flow going, I'm good one-on-one, like interacting with somebody and feeding off that, just like, well, I'm gonna do this, and like, I'm gonna do this. And but on my own, no, I'm so in awe of people who can improv so successfully like that. So exhibitionism is new to you then? Well, since coming into the space, that's wonderful. Gosh, that's wonderful. Oh, I love that. Anything else that's sort of come to the fore? You're just thinking, oh, didn't really know that.
Probably the DDLG, a daddy kink, which at first I was like, what? No, ew. I mean, I'm, you know, not shaming anyone who was
No, there's.
into it, but I didn't get it personally.
I
But
think that's the
then,
difference, right? You don't, it's not that you weren't into it, it's just that you didn't know so much about it or understand it before, right? Okay, so go on.
Yeah, there's more to it than, you know, and I think it wasn't such a big thing when I started, but
Yeah.
after a while it became really, really popular. And it
Did it,
still
yeah.
is, but maybe not as much as it was. For there for a while, it was like every single audio it seemed like was daddy dom.
Yeah.
which was great.
Yeah,
But
I'm here for
I
it.
messaged a few but I messaged a few people and I was like, what's the deal? Like, why do people like this? And I don't get it. And they kind of explained it to me. I'm like, oh, okay. It's not, it's just a role play, it's a pretend thing. I think, yeah. And just like, it's not, it's more comforting and cozy
It's
rather than like
secure and
a
safe and
sir or a dom. Yeah, exactly.
very
And so I
much a
was like,
gentle
oh,
dom as far as I'm concerned, because I'm
yes.
again and the same. I did not know I had, this sort of predilection for DDLG content, but it's like it is my safe place, and I love it. And so,
Yes.
and in that, I understand then the impact or that sort of connection, care, comfort with mummy dom stuff as a role play, because incest is a limit for me. But role play is like, yeah, I get it, I get it. Yeah, wow.
That incest, I bring it up only to say that when I was new, I remember a specific moment. I was listening to an audio on, I think it was on Backstage, and there were people were talking about kinks that they I don't, were unpopular or that other people didn't understand or something. And one of the voice actors at the time was talking about his incest kink. And I was like, this is so cool. I mean, not that in and of itself, but just like there's a person who's having this conversation. He's talking about a kink that he likes, and he records, and it's just like normalizing this. And that just kind of blew my mind. And I was like, this is cool. I want to do this. So,
To
yeah,
have this platform, this
it's.
space, this non-shaming community place to
Exactly.
say, hey, I kind of dig this. What do you reckon? Or to sound
Right.
to
Right.
find like-minded folks. And I think that's probably what
Right.
stands out to me most is that
Right.
there's nothing, when well we shouldn't the whole no kink shaming and don't yuck someone's
Right.
yum.
Right.
But
Exactly.
doesn't it amaze you, like the number of audios that are sort of coming out? I'm seeing like reports of there's sort of an average of about 40 a day, it would seem. It's probably more than that actually. I need to read that those stats again, but the such a variation in content, and there's sometimes I read titles and just like, what, how did who, but what? Just like, I
What?
read through the tags like the cat with the tentacles, what? And look, not again, not
Yeah.
shaming none of it, but it's just things that I don't
Right.
understand and don't know enough of, so I may scroll past. I'm trying to sort of expand my horizons a little bit and perhaps take a listen a little bit. Is there anything else that's sort of come to the fore for you other than although they're pretty significant, DDLG and exhibitionism, when it's not in your real life. Yeah,
Yeah.
that's a pretty big realization, I think.
Those are, I'm trying to think. I'm sure there are,
Yeah.
but
There's just so much out there though, right?
yeah, there really is. Oh, I think another thing that I've gotten into, and this was not popular at all when I started, and thank goodness it is now, but a lot of these collabs, the MM4F collabs, so two guys.
Oh my God, you're
You know
speaking
what
my
I'm
language.
talking
I know exactly what Oh my God,
Oh my
yes.
God.
Oh
There
my
was
God.
such a long time when I was like, we need more of these, because there are a few here and there, like months apart, and I'm like, come on. And now they, I mean, there aren't a lot of them, but there are many more than there used to be. Thank goodness for that.
Well, I am doing
Yeah.
my absolute best to make sure more of that gets out there.
Oh,
Yes,
okay.
and we can chat about that outside of here. But yes, I might have something to present to you that I'm hoping
Oh.
we'll yeah, in will make a difference
Okay.
in that sort of scene. But yeah, no, I get what you're
Okay.
saying. And I wonder as well, with that, seeing trends in the space over such, let's face it, for, I would say, I don't know, people have averaged out, a regular VA's sort of lifespan to be sort of somewhere between sort of, I don't know, 3 and 6 months. Would you agree with that sort of generally, or maybe a little bit longer? So over a, nearly 5 year period, you've seen trends, right?
And a lot of times you don't really notice necessarily at the time until all of a sudden it's like, wait, where did all of these, Monster Boy audio, just random tag come from, or DDLG when that kind of shot up, or it's very interesting how it kind of cycles through different. I mean, there are constants. They're always going to be your, gentle MDOM, gentle FDOM, and things like that. But yeah, it's yeah, there definitely have been more popular things d during different times.
What
That would be a
are you
great thesis or
noticing?
something.
Yes, right. The sort of the analysis of it all. What are you seeing? Are you noticing anything in particular at the moment? Because I'm sort of picking up on a couple of things, but what from your perspective, is there anything, just.
I don't know. I mean, there seem to be a lot more multi-person collabs than there ever were before.
I
Like
agree.
with script fills, not necessarily just, word challenges or the thing that I did, but
Oh,
actual
yeah, I get what you
scripts.
mean. Yeah.
Which is just incredible because it's like listening to a movie or
Yeah.
something.
They're
That I
produced,
think
right?
is, the production level has gone up incredibly.
Yeah, that's in my chat with Fishy Ryan, we talked about that, the production level of these collaborations, and he coined that phrase. We kind of have a pro-am circuit, where which I thought was brilliant, such a fantastic way to describe it, of not just those who moan into their phone in a car, or and through to those who have a sound booth, or and multiple microphones and audio interfaces and all that sort of thing, but also in terms of multiple people, and sort of kind of bang for buck. There's such a range within the space, but yeah, the collabs. That's what I'm seeing primarily is, and I agree with you, we need more male collabs, just saying. But I'm working on it. I have something in the works. But
Oh,
yes,
exciting.
the yeah I'm really fascinated. I would be fascinated to know, or to read any sort of reporting on the space. And I know there is some stuff out there, with statistics and that sort of thing, but
It's tricky though, with people coming and going and audios disappearing and stuff. It's tricky, but fascinating.
That's another thing. If you were If work was to perhaps discover Reader R7, how would that response go down, do you think?
I mean, I'm an adult and, I'm posting for adults and it's a hobby. And so technically I think it should be fine, but I would die of embarrassment probably. But I mean, I don't know that I would be fired or anything like that. It would just be, I would want to crawl into a deep hole. I don't, I think it would be okay though.
And like you said, we're adults.
It's not, I would like to think that it would be okay. I'll say that.
I would hope so too. I understand for some people it's just it really wouldn't, and perhaps this is why we see the top user on GWA is u/deleted. I just think there is, that is, there's a reason. There's a reason because unfortunately it's still a little bit, stigmatized. And this is something I wanted to ask you. I see this pop up from time to time. Do you regard this space as sex work?
Interesting.
I'm still undecided
Well,
myself.
I mean, I think if you're exchanging money or
If it's transactional.
goods or services, then yes, that would be considered work. Now, whether people consider themselves sex workers, I don't know, but I suppose technically it is. Not necessarily on GWA because there are no transactions there, but if you're taking it to other spaces, yeah, I would think so.
Interesting, right? Just that whole,
It is.
what is, there's no physical interaction generally. So is it, but then I guess visual porn is,
Well, are
I guess we're
visual porn
watching.
actors
I would,
sex workers?
if they're on their own, I see, I don't know. It's a bit,
Yeah,
it's a bit of a something to
it's
sort
a
of discuss about down.
gray area. Yeah, but it's interesting.
Oh, look, either way, I'm just so grateful for the space. And actually, I've just had a thought as to who I want to have a chat with next. God, I, oh my God, I coerce people. I know I've been tracking you for a little while now, but I
No.
and
No.
others. But I'm, yeah, there's someone, actually, I've just had a thought, who has been in this space for a very long time, who I would love to,
Okay.
okay, I'm going to ping them. But yeah, just to know, if they, are we sex workers? And but you know what? Even if we are, I want to be an advocate for this space. I want to be, and fortunately, I'm able to be fairly sort of transparent and open with friends and family about it. And I know that's not the norm. But I guess the more we do things like this, the more we talk about it, and the more just like, yeah, it's just like you say, like that VA performer talking backstage about their incest kink, and it being just like shooting the shit. Here we are, just having a chat. Just like, that's fantastic. That's fantastic.
But where else are you gonna find that? It's just not, we're not there yet, unfortunately. But
No. Do you think it's
we
becoming more
need more.
acceptable though? That, with the likes of, spaces like Pornhub and Xhamster, and that just it's so readily available. It's not, having to go to your news agent or pay huge subscription fees and, get alt identities and, credit cards and all that sort of thing.
And definitely. I think that's it's coming a long way. And even with, like some of the I mean, I've seen Cosmo articles and articles in mainstream news outlets, or there was, I shouldn't even say this word, but the podcast that did a thing on audio porn. And so I think it's slowly kind of getting out there, but
It's still baby steps.
mainstream.
No, I actually did an interview for a mainstream, I did an interview for vice.com almost a year ago, and talking about this, about it. But again, I was able to, although, I am wicked fairy in here, and not, oh no, people in my real life know now, but yeah, it getting that mainstream exposure and making this normal and acceptable and healthy and positive, a positive space, extremely difficult to moderate, I understand. But I guess that's why there's an old 18 plus on it, right?
That's right.
So, and even then, I wonder, just like, I know the male and female brains don't, particularly the male, not until, sort of 25 are they fully developed. Just like, are we gonna slap a, it's like, yeah, good luck with that. it's all out there, people. But yeah, Reed, thank you. This has been
Mm-hmm.
fascinating to have a chat with you. I have long admired your work and sort of see you sort of pop up in the space. I'd love to sort of have a chat. I know we've got some friends in common as well, other creative friends, and so I kind of get that on the old naughty Twitter situation. Oh, there she is again. And I always enjoy your content that you post there, and it's been really lovely to get to know you. And I actually think we have a whole lot more in common. Just saying, exhibitionism and PDLG, I'm here for it. And more MM, please. More
Yeah,
all
more
the M's, all the
MM,
M's,
all the M's.
please. Just give me the whole bag. So thank you for joining me today. It's
Thank you.
been delightful. I will link the good boy and good girl for audio.
Yes,
You're welcome, people. You're welcome. If you missed it the first time around, do not miss it now because it is worth it.
it so is. Not to, it's pretty great.
Well, I'm
Yes, and
excited that you have something similar in the works. That's potentially,
now,
but go on.
now I have to do it because I said
Oh
it
yeah, and see,
publicly,
now you said
so
it. Yeah,
it will have to
yeah.
happen.
Yeah, said it now. So take the collars off the
No.
cats, please, or the animals,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
maybe we'll get to play that game of VA bingo sometime.
Yes, I'd love that.
Thanks so much, Reeds.
Thank you.
Enjoy the
It's
rest of
been
your day.
fun.
Yeah, I look forward to
Thanks.
seeing you in the wild.